Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth, your number one resource for breaking news. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
And Earth, your cries have been heard. We understand what you've been saying. So, in an effort to give the broader galaxy a glimpse into the planet of Earth, I, Ron Spackman, operating entirely alone, elected to scour your planet to find the brightest journalistic mind available.
Oh.
I know. That's just how thorough I am.
That's and very thorough.
I can happily say, Herc, that thanks to the help of their World Wide Web, I have recruited the sharpest eyes and ears Earth has to offer.
Well, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
One, Dylan Johnson. A 13-year-old journalist from Detroit, Michigan. Dylan has already brought me a sizzling hot piece of news that he assures me only a true insider could possibly have procured, which I shall now share with the cosmos.
Let's hear it.
Play that breaking news thing we play. Thank you. Steve Jobs has passed away after a 7-year fight with Ligma. He was found deceased in his California home by his close friend, Deez. His tech company, Updog, has taken a significant blow. I greatly appreciate the thorough reporting, Dylan, and I'd like to say in the last 48 hours I've known you, you've become something of a son to me, and I couldn't be more proud.
Who the heck is Steve Jobs?
Well, I presume off of the context clues, Herc, that he was some manner of businessman. You'd have to ask Dylan. It says tech company, so presumably a brilliant mind of some sort that Earth is greatly missing in a moment like this. You'd have to talk to Dylan. Dylan would put it so clearly.
Dylan, as my senior in terms of age, I would be very curious to speak with him and learn all the wisdom that he would have to impart. Yes, absolutely.
There's a tone of cynicism. Are you...
What? What?
I was getting a tone of cynicism. Are you questioning Dylan?
No, I'm not quite. He is 3 years my senior.
That's right. You should respect that age.
I do. There's no cynicism here. I want to talk to Dylan. Give me Dylan.
I'm not going to give you Dylan. You can't have him. He's mine.
Not like give him to me. But
he's mine.
Just like show him to me. Like,
I'm not going to show you a picture of a 13-year-old boy.
I'm 10. I'm just 10, Ron.
Right.
Lest we forget.
No, it's still odd. I carry one photograph of Dylan at the front of my starship just because I'm so proud of him.
Okay, I mean, he does good work. I'd be proud of him, too.
Right. Excellent.
Then we're agreed.
Yes.
We're not arguing about anything.
Why are you winking?
I'm not.
All right, there's... Earth, can you hear me, baby? Earth, are you listening?
Baby girl.
Oh, stop it. I'm talking to Earth.
Earth. I want to talk to Earth, too.
Block out the noise, Earth. I understand that you feel small in a galaxy that now seems so massive.
Space girl.
And your submission...
I saw a lunar eclipse.
Your submission should be rewarded.
Space girl. That's the taste of my lips. I'm Herc.
And I wish to reward...
girl.
I wish to reward...
I'm done.
All right. I wish to reward your submission by celebrating your greatest mind. Human excellence should be cherished in Zarloth, which is why journalistic minds like Dylan are priceless.
Why are you're saying it like we're going to sell Dylan's mind because of its priceless nature, which I am on board with, but I maybe shouldn't have said that before I made sure that I was clear on your intentions, because it could possibly be misconstrued as criminal activity, which I have never been involved in.
Again, interesting way to phrase that.
Breaking news! This is an urgent report. We're hearing just now that a devastating meteor shower is imminent in the Gamma Quadrant. On the scene is our field reporter, Michael Wave. Michael, what do you have for us? Thank you, Michael.
I don't want to point fingers at seniority or anything, but Michael's stumbling over himself a little bit in his old age.
Oh, I mean, you know, he's getting up there. He's been a staple of Live from Zarloff for a long time. Michael, you're doing a great job.
Yes,
you're doing good.
You're hanging in there just fine, Michael.
That had a tone of cynicism.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so you can recognize it in others, but not yourself.
I was being honest about how I felt about Dylan.
I will say this. Dylan could work circles around Michael Wave.
Michael, don't listen to Ron. And Dylan, if you're out there, I'm going to sell your brain to science.
Whoa! You don't touch Dylan!
Come here, Dylan. I'm going to sell your brain.
This is an urgent warning to Dylan. Run! Don't come to Zarloff. We're not going to have your brain sold. You're too priceless. I love you. Paternally.
And if you choose to visit Zarloff despite what Ron has said, you are welcome in the studio of Live from Zarloff, where nothing bad ever happens to employees and strangers.
Right.
Yep.
Where you will not be let out of my sight.
Michael Wave is doing an incredible job.
Michael Wave is a Nepo baby! I said it!
How dare you say that, Michael, baby girl. Just because your dad and his dad's dad and his dad's dad's dad and his dad's 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 dad and his dad's 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 dad and his dad's 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 dad and his dad's 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 dad and his dad's 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 dad and his dad's 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 dad. Just because of all the dads, it doesn't change your skill, your worth.
I think it does, though. Here's the thing. Just because your daddy, Refrig Orator, was a brilliant mind.
Refrig was really something.
He was a brilliant mind. I will say this. He was a Nepo baby as well.
Well, yeah, I just listed. It's like 100 generations.
It goes so far
back. It goes really deep.
You pulled off, and I respect it.
I did stop it. It would have been the rest of the episode.
Raise the production quality with that one. I respect it.
Yeah, you got
it. We were dangerously close to plummeting.
Yeah, almost.
Almost threw our ratings out the window.
Yeah, I almost went too far.
All that to say, Refrig Orator was a war journalist who documented so many conquests.
Oh, like which ones?
Well, of Go Mode, for one. When we were captured,
true. That was, he was documenting.
Obviously, at the time, it was a little touchy and loaded for us.
Is this personal?
What?
Is this personal in some way, Microwave?
Is this all
tied together to some anti-Zarloff mentality?
How dare you even insinuate that? I would give my life for Zarloff.
They're imbalanced. I'm just asking the questions.
All right.
Okay. Good thing that me and Ron are best friends.
We are so close. We're practically...
We're like this.
For those at home, he is bringing his two little talons together.
Like this.
What's that? Michael Wave is already almost back from reporting. Dad, I don't want to talk to him. He's going to hear this.
He's going to be here soon.
If he walks in this studio, I'm going
to
throw a fit.
Well, he might. He might walk in here.
I'm not going to talk to him. I don't associate with Nepo babies. We work to.
Oh, Michael! Hey, good to see you. Oh, wait, what's that? What?
All righty, Michael. You take care now.
Yeah, okay? You just. That's a good point, Michael. I'm sure he takes it back. He didn't really mean it.
I don't, Michael, but you have a great rest of the day. We're doing a little bit of a news thing from a desk that you wouldn't know anything about.
I mean, because you're out in the field.
I didn't realize that there were personal troubles at home, and I will try and respect that in the future, Michael. I apologize. I do, however, need to resume the news.
Yeah, we'll get back to work, and honestly, we will send a donation to your son's GoFundMe. We hope he comes out of that coma, and we hope that eventually that Vladipus lets go of his right arm and removes its venom that is keeping him comatose.
Vladipus is... It's a tricky thing.
It is difficult.
He got a dear friend of mine as well.
We've all been connected to a Vladipus accident. So, yeah, no, Michael, we're with you. Yeah, we support you.
We're all together on a unified front here. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
Bye, Michael.
See you, Michael.
See you, Michael.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, you just said...
Oh, maybe his Nepo baby son deserved it, too. I'm a backstabber
because
I say one thing
son?
To his face after it was like... Oh,
that kid was bitten by a Vladipus. That's serious stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but it'll let him go eventually.
Oh, this is so like Ron to just belittle the troubles of others.
I don't belittle the troubles. I belittle the trouble of that one Nepo baby. You don't know what he goes home to. He goes home to obscene wealth passed down for generations.
Michael may have wealth, but he's still a person with feelings and x-rays.
And a door.
And a door. And buttons that make beep beep sounds.
I'm just saying, if he crosses me in the locker room after this, I'll press his popcorn button and I won't think twice.
Ooh. Yeah, he probably wouldn't like that, but yeah, he's old. What's he gonna do?
As long as he doesn't try and press... Oh. Oh, excuse...
Oh, what's going on?
I'm just in from the... This is... Oh, this is huge.
Okay.
Breaking news! Reports are saying that Canalis 7, the lush garden moon of the planet Canic, has lost its gravitational pull.
What?
Residents who were outdoors at the time of the phenomenon went spiraling out into space, while those indoors have found themselves pinned to their ceilings due to the moon's rapid rotation.
Oh, no.
Coincidentally, a Live from Zarloff field reporter, a good one, our own Daniel Stormy was vacationing on the planet at the time.
Daniel, no.
We've got him in contact. Now here is some excellent reporting. Right in the middle of chaos on his own vacation, bringing the news to your front door. That's the Live from Zarloff way. How are things on Canalis 7, Daniel? Are you all right? Daniel.
Ronald, there are fates worse than death. For the last 7 years, I have been faithfully catching up on a medical drama called Marauder's Autonomy. And that reached the halfway mark of the series, only to be pinned to the ceiling of this rental condo, while the series finale plays a full blast on the hologram beneath me, where the entirety of the program has been entirely spoiled entirely. Jenegal doesn't marry Absinin, but I've absolutely no idea why, because I'm missing something called context!
Right, and what of the residents of Canalis 7 who were flung off the surface, Daniel?
They're presumably dead, Ron. But the real question everyone is asking is, why did they finish the series in a location that wasn't even in a hospital? There's nothing medicine at all. At dinner for some reason, and the entire characters are missing, who I presume either left or potentially dead, who knows? Frankly, I'd rather be flung into space than partaking in what I just experienced. Back to you, Daniel! Ronald, whoever you are!
Thank you, Daniel.
Somebody let me down off this ceiling!
We are sorry for the inconvenience you've experienced this evening, Daniel, and to those with loved ones on Kenless 7, we are so sorry for your loss, and we'll be keeping an eye out for the remains of your family as we travel the night sky.
Oh, crap. Wow. Daniel. Jeez. That is tough. I'm so sorry you ended up on your ceiling. That is just a bad hand right there. Yeah, honestly, I'm going to say it. Kenless 7 kind of takes second seat right now. I hope Daniel is genuinely okay. That there is a certain kind of mental torment that comes with having the finale of a season like that just ruined by being pinned to your ceiling by the lack of gravity.
Are you something of a Murado's Autonomy fan?
Honestly, I love it. I'm not fully caught up in the newest season, but I've been tracking. Yeah, I'm tracking.
Did Daniel spoil any of it for you just with that, the whole Jennigill and Herbson thing?
I mean, he was talking about dinner parties, so yeah, no, that yeah, it's completely spoiled, yes. Because the whole show, it being a medical drama, it's right. All been kind of building up to this tense moment that has been teased that there's going to be, like, a dinner party, and they're going to, like, bring a plate of biscuits, and somebody else is going to bring the drinks, and somebody else is going to bring themselves, and it's just an entire mess, and it's really hard to say, like, what's gonna happen. So the fact that that has happened, honestly, yeah, I have no interest in watching the rest of the show. I feel like I got it all.
Yep. We're 0-2 today.
Yeah.
It's been disastrous. Obviously,
it is a disaster.
Hearts go out to Kenless 7, of course.
But mostly to Daniel.
I'll be completely honest, I stopped watching after season one.
Oh, really? Wait, what did it to you? What?
You're not gonna like why.
Okay.
They introduced a Gorlabian character.
Is this... Okay, no, just go on. You just keep talking.
Do I have to?
Go on.
They introduced a certain, very small, short, red character that lives to about 15 years on average. Not too dissimilar to my esteemed co-host. And
it's probably exactly like...
It was just clear they had an agenda after that point.
Tell me more about this agenda, Ron.
Okay.
What are they trying? Are you trying to tell me that they are pandering by putting Glorbanian actors into Glorbanian roles? Is that what you are trying to say right now?
I'm not saying not in a Glorbanian role.
Deeply offensive, Ron.
It felt shoehorned because it was like, wow, we are running a hospital and we want everyone to work here for 20 years. And then they cast a character with an actor that will not live to see 20 years.
This
he
is
will
an
have
age
to be recast.
Thing. It's about Glorbanian's age. He could be a delicious bowl of soup that is just sitting there and they could interact with it. Like, this works.
You're going to interact with soup?
Yeah.
This is petty.
You know what's petty is this disgusting display of anti-Glorbanian information. I think it is all right for a Glorbanian to play a character in a show where most characters are going to live past 15, and then for them to ascend into their delicious form and continue to be part of that series. There is nothing wrong with that. It is the cycle of life. As my people.
Well, isn't that just beautiful? Firstly, many takes were ruined by actors blowing whistles midway through scenes. It's why you don't see them on stage. It's because plays get ruined by them blowing a whistle for their dumb religion.
Are you... Oh, dumb religion. Is a religion thing now? First, you
it's
are just
in
checking
everything.
All the boxes. We got race. We got religion. I feel antagonized. I feel unsafe in the workplace. And if there is one thing I can't stand, it is having my feelings hurt because everything's about me.
I see.
Yep.
Here's the thing.
What
Murado's
is it?
Autonomy. I saw a clip from the finale that was just mentioned.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Daniel was watching.
I've seen clips.
Okay.
That Gorlabian character.
Glorbanian, yeah.
Glorbanian. I don't think it's said that way, but. But there was an intense scene where one character proposes to the other. It was intense. This Glorbanian character. Did I say that correctly?
And then they make a Glorbanian. They make love, yeah.
This Glorbanian character is being proposed to.
Mm-hmm. And then they make love.
Well, they are in their soup form, so it would be a very messy scene. But they're being proposed to with this delightful ring, and it's someone just placing a ring in a bowl of soup.
That's beautiful.
Is it so beautiful?
You have a problem with it? What part do you have a problem with?
How am I supposed to remain connected to this character?
By entirely rooting for his soup form.
He's a soup form. He's not even sentient at that point.
Do we know that? Do we know for sure what happens to us after we turn into
open
soup?
The egg of
this. You blow that whistle as part of what happens after we turn to soup. Nobody knows, but it's exciting. I like to think that when I turn into soup, I'm going to be completely conscious of everything going on around me. And I'll just have to sit there and take it.
Well, here's the amazing part that I can answer for you live on air in front of the cosmos.
Okay.
We know what happens. Your soup, you get drank, you get pooped, you're done. That's it.
You're telling me I get pooped?
Yeah, if you're consumed, I'm not going to have you rolling around in my stomach for the next 20 years.
I never thought of that. I just kind of assumed that we'd be so delicious that we just kind of remain in like a reservoir in the cheek or mandible section of whoever's eating us. We're just too good to get rid of.
Let's ground this.
Okay.
So I'm consuming you when you die. We've established this.
I'm delicious. You love it.
We got it in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I got it in my contract.
It's in your contract that you get to eat me when I die?
I got an amendment last week.
I'm okay with it. There's
I meant to tell you about it.
It.
I knew you'd be fine with it.
It's okay.
But you're proposing that I have to hold you in my mouth for the rest of my life?
I'm not saying you have to. I just kind of assumed that I'd be so good that that's what would happen. Are you telling me that there is no outside possibility that that is what you could possibly, maybe, in a hypothetical situation do?
Herc, I would pass away very soon if I were just maintaining you in my mouth for years at a time. I would perish from hunger first.
I mean, you could eat other things. You just like let it pass by me. Just let me sit there and let everything else just go by. You can poop that.
I don't. This actually does make sense.
I feel like I'm winning this conversation, audience. See, it's all making sense. See, you just hold me in there. I'm delicious forever. You constantly have this great taste, and then everything else you eat kind of has this, like, flavor of delicious Glorbon, and then you get to go about your life being happier and more fulfilled, and literally still filled.
That may be true. On that, I do concede. You may be completely correct.
I might be.
But you will not be enjoying it, because you'll be soup.
Meh. Who knows?
No, we do know.
That's up for debate.
It's not, though. We do know.
Could be. Hard to say.
It's not that hard to say.
Might be. I'm good. I'll be all right. I'm not worried. I am not afraid of death. I'm going to keep blowing my whistle, though. I am going to keep doing that. I gotta ripen. I gotta be the most delicious I can possibly be.
Of course. Well, I do appreciate that from this end. You keep... Blow Dercules, blow.
Blow Dercules?
No, blow Dercules.
Don't tell the plate of sausages.
I'm not going to be talking to the Mormon wiener sausages anytime soon.
I mean, they're in the green room if you...
Why are they here?
Because we're going out after. You don't want to meet them?
I would say hello. They're probably in there talking with Microwave right now.
I mean, maybe he is a bit of a flirt.
And you're just okay with that?
I mean, they're not going to be into him, I don't think.
You don't think?
He's too tall. They like me for my body.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Eh. Could be. Eh. Who knows?
News!
Breaking news!
Not breaking, but sort of. From the world of technology, for every two steps forward, there must be one step back.
Oh.
Warp drive developer Xylon Industries is rebuilding their testing facility after a small accident involving their latest warp drive. This new iteration boasts the ability to accelerate a starship to previously impossible speeds. Unfortunately, while testing this drive in their Paragon C facility, their driver neglected to shift the vessel into drive, leaving it firmly in reverse. The recovered black box records him uttering the words, "Kobe," before blasting the ship into the wall behind him at 7 times the speed of light.
Talk about soup. He got there before me.
I would also like to point out an error on the teleprompter. He didn't say multiple words. Word.
Just one.
Word. Kobe. Kobe.
What's that even about? Like, what is that?
It's an Earth thing.
Oh, okay.
You see, my brilliant journalistic mind was letting me know about this.
Dylan.
Yes, Dylan's a little bit of a... he's a sharp one.
Dylan, come visit us.
Don't come here, Dylan. It's not safe.
Dylan, it's going to be okay.
Either way, Dylan was saying that there's certain things humans say before attempting something. Like, they will say YOLO.
Oh,
or
okay.
Kobe. Or... what would you guys think if I did this?
That's a good one. Oh, I've got one. They might say something like, twisty.
That's what the pretzel says.
Yeah, it's good, right? Because the pretzel might say that.
Well, the pretzel might say that. I don't know why a human would say. Are you implying that some humans are conduits of the pretzel?
I mean, they could be. He's a hive mind, you know.
He's a hive mind.
He's on Earth. He's pretty much everywhere.
I feel like Earth would be a little bit more delightful if there was a bit more of the pretzel inhabiting the minds.
We love you, pretzel.
And we love you too, Earth. That to say...
it's not as much as the pretzel.
Yes, this testing facility is completely gone, though.
Yeah, I would imagine that it is just completely devastated. That already, they said it had reached
Impossible speeds
that had never been reached before, and we already like go faster than the speed of light and pretty much the most basic model of spaceships. So yeah, if they went beyond that, then there's absolutely no particle left of that testing facility.
It's amazing we can remember him with how
if he went fast enough, he might have just gone back in time, erased himself from every timeline.
The deletion of this creature. There are speeds so fast that if you hit a wall while traveling them, you literally evaporate yourself from the timeline. It's dark and it's terrible. But my ship, I drive a Crestalon 707.
Not bad.
It is a beautiful piece. It travels just shy of 4 times the speed of light. It achieves incredible things.
How's the luxury gas mileage?
Well, it's what you'd expect at that speed, you know. Yeah. But I've got that kind of credit.
In a bad way. Yeah, you know, conserve when you can.
Yeah. I've seen your little piece in the...
it's nice, right?
Well, yeah. It's something, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a minivan.
It gets you there.
Yeah, there and back. That's all I need.
Nothing else. No detours.
Yeah, not
just
really.
There and back.
It's got 3 seats.
What does the plate of wieners think of this?
They think it's okay. They just kind of sit in the passenger seat and they go, meh, it's okay. That's what they say.
This may be too personal to ask on the air. I understand with the religion.
Yes.
There are certain things about your life that are very important to you.
Naturally,
Do they adapt to your religion? Are you considering a transfer to theirs? Because they are...
They're Mormons.
They are Mormons.
Yeah, no, I really have no interest in being a Mormon, but I am pretending to be one right now, currently. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Herc, are you deceiving the plate of wieners?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Herc, how long do you expect this to go? What if there's a broadcast of what we say right now that plays in the green room?
It's okay.
Herc, your relationship might be over with by the time... if they hear you lying to them even over the air while Michael waves in there, they're probably in his starship right now.
I love you girls, but, you know... yeah, they know it's purely physical for right now, and, you know, it's... you know, yeah, it's okay. You know, what are you gonna do? Yeah, it's okay. You know?
You are obscenely laid back.
Yeah, it's okay. What are you gonna do?
You on downers?
No...
my goodness, did you pull a 180 after last week?
No, I would never partake of marriage of Vama.
That's not how it's said.
No, I said it correctly. I didn't slur my speech.
You did no such thing.
I'm mighty hungry.
Unbelievable. You're not even sober right now.
No, I could quit whenever I want. It doesn't matter.
Oh, good grief.
No.
I've been sleep deprived on air, but
it's not what it is. No, it's okay. It's
Tomlin, bring the producer in here.
This has been live.
No, we're talking about this.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Alright, we're gonna do this again. As soon as he ups the neighbor's dog starts barking in this godless shaking rental condo. Shut up! You're not a dog, you're a cat. Shut up!
Hey, we, like 2 minutes ago, someone
yelled. Was it you guys? Yeah, sorry, I'm
recording.
You okay? Yeah,
we're recording. Oh, dude, sorry.
No, you're good.
I did the same, when I first moved in, I did the same thing. I got an email that everyone can hear you. I was like, oh, frick, because for like 3 weeks, I had been like, just, because the place I lived before this, I would, it was soundproof. So like, I was, and I record stuff as well. I was just worried. We thought we heard something.
No.
And then I started feeling guilty. I was like, if somebody's in danger,
you're good.
You keep doing you.
You're good. My friend's got a podcast. I'm just trying
sweet.
To
sweet. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're fine.
You can enjoy your evening.
I
sorry.
You're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, good night. Good night.
You too.
Ronald, the shit you put me through. Look, you hear this, Ronald? I can't record shit because of you. This is horrible, Ronald.
Few gigabytes of photos of Dylan on my person at
oh
any time.
Oh my god!
No, it's not. I gotta double back on that one.
God.
I gotta double back. I can't do that shit.
This will be our last episode. Yes. It might be a blooper.
Oh gosh!
Come here, Dylan. I'm gonna sell your brain.
This is an urgent warning to Dylan.